Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, Zo.
Hi, Beetle.
How we doing?
Hi, Mark.
Morning.
Hi, Bob.
Jim's back.
The weird hat again.
We feel complete.
What, do you want to get sick again?
We feel complete.
We do. We feel like a complete show. Not that T-Bone did anything wrong. T-Bone was great. T-Bone's back to being T-Bone.
T-Bone got mobbed at the gym last 2 days.
Really?
Oh, he was all over TV. They're like, hey, hot stuff, superstar.
What's up, neck?
Look at that hat. Get a good look at that hat, NBC Sports Boston. I blame the hat for Jim's sickness. Look at that. I don't know if Jim, what that makes Jim look like. Like, if Jim looks like somebody that works at a stadium and, like, he's a ticket taker and he's got, he's escorts you to, escort. Yeah, he takes you to your seat, takes the,
it's called an usher.
The towel.
Usher.
Jim looks like he can work on the train or something. Like, he drives the train. Like a conductor hat?
I think it's not really a conductor hat.
He doesn't look like a coach. It makes him look more dad-like.
I think it makes him look a lot younger. He's about 26 in that hat.
What are you smoking?
I'm telling you.
I thought it looked like 65.
No, it's very flattering.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, I have to keep wearing it every day so that it gets less and less distracting.
Yeah, I think it's. I think it makes him look younger.
It's like same way. I'm going to call that thing the meat launcher derby. And every time you wear that hat, I'm going to make fun of the hat.
Okay. All right.
What's up, brother?
Speaking of escorting. In escorts?
Yeah.
Oh.
Darn it.
It's just too easy, Hardy. Darn it. It's too damn easy.
Waka waka.
Oh, there is a friend of Robert Kraft who is speaking publicly about the matter of him being up on charges. It would be someone else who's sort of a well-known figure, Michael Rubin.
I don't think people know who Michael Rubin is.
Let me explain.
Yeah.
Michael Rubin is someone who's started a number of businesses, very successful businessmen.
Sure,
let me come up with the ones that you would be most familiar with. Fanatics.
Yep, for you sports fans.
Also owns a piece of the 76ers. I'm not sure how his ownership breakdown works there.
He's got a cut.
He's got a piece of the 76ers, and he's also got some ownership in the Devils. And, on top of that, he started Fanatics, which I'm sure as a sports fan, you've ordered something from them before. Great site. Love Fanatics.
Who does the reads for them?
I've done them before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, not recently.
Not the reads. It's Kevin Harlan.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's right, sports fans. Oh, order now. Your favorite teams. Yeah, they do a pretty good job with their advertising.
Good site.
Anyway. Maz ordered all his Garoppolo stuff.
That's true. He did. Weirdo. Because Fanatics had the coupons on the Dunkin' Cup.
20% off.
That's right.
That's right.
25% off if you got it on a Dunkin' Cup. So Michael Rubin was speaking at, one of these conferences where he's being interviewed on stage. It reminded me quite a bit of Brady doing his interview with Jim Gray.
Yeah.
A one-on-one.
Like the Sloan analytics type events.
That's exactly what it sort of reminded me of. Was one of these, it was called Heritage Works Special. That was the name of the company that archived it. I don't know. What is the exact name of this conference? I don't know. It's not too important. But anyway, he speaks on stage and is being interviewed and is asked. You won't hear the question. It's not in the clip. But he gets asked about Robert Kraft and the latest situation. And he says that he's spoken to him daily about the matter. Here.
Ooh.
The first thing I'd say to me, I try to find a
positive in every negative. And I think the biggest thing that I've talked to Robert about every day these days is he's finally seeing what it's like to be a player in the NFL and a player in the NBA when you have experience with law enforcement that aren't the way that you thought that they were going to be. And you're talking about a guy who it's been proven that, you know, a month ago, all you see all over the media is all this talk about sex trafficking. The whole thing was made up by law enforcement. There was no sex trafficking.
Well, that was what they were trying to prove, right?
It's a lie. Yeah. They're not even trying to prove it. They've given up. No one's been charged. There was no sex trafficking. The law enforcement made it up. You know, he was illegally videoed. He was illegally pulled over. And now, you know, Rob's like, man, I get what our players go through when they get pulled over and they're, you know, and they're discriminated against. So, you know, I think it's been eye-opening for him. He was like me a year and a half ago. I thought that the criminal justice system worked perfectly in 99.9% of the situations. And today I recognize it doesn't work well in most of the situations. Not because they're bad people, it's because the system's fundamentally broken. What law enforcement always does is overcharge, and then no one can fight it, so people plead down, and then you're stuck within the system. So I think, you know, Robert is, he's going to, you know, come through this stronger than ever. You know, I think, you know, a lot of the true details will come out over time. It won't be as people believe. And I think he'll figure out how, you know, the great thing with Robert is he'll figure out how to make the country and the world a better place as a result of what he's gone through, because that's who he is.
This is the gentleman that set him up with Meek Mill, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is him. Same guy. Correct. He's speaking at a conference that was sponsored in part by Sports Business Journal, I believe. And... wow.
Pretty open.
Very down on law enforcement.
Yeah.
The early
overcharging.
Yeah, the early part of this clip, though, is the one that I would take issue with.
What's that?
That now he knows what it's like to be a player who's had incidents with law enforcement. Which players? Which players are we talking about? And obviously he didn't specify it. He didn't get very specific there. Which players is he referring to? That the situation that Robert Kraft is going through now compares to situations that players have gone through. I'd like to know.
One of their players just had charges dropped yesterday, right?
That's true. Did.
Maybe Michael Bennett's one of those players.
Michael Bennett.
Possibly. Could be. I'm just curious to know which players he's referring to in terms of being, you know, in a situation where their rights have been truly violated. I'm curious to know that
question.
I'm curious to know who he's referring to.
I'd like to know what the players are supposedly charged with or what they were thought to be or have taken part in, which eventually led to whatever charge it was or whatever arrest it was. Yeah, I mean, is this like a street cred thing?
I'm just curious.
Already brought up an interesting point.
I don't want to put words in the guy's mouth.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what is he hinting
at? But this is new information. It's a good job finding the video. Good job finding the sound. But this adds to it all. Hardy brought up an interesting point, I thought, the other day where, you know, he's starting to come around and understand why he's fighting it. Like, okay, I've taken it. No, I'm going to the wall now. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fight for it. Do players view him differently for this? Like, if that's true, and this, if he honestly told Ruben that, wow, I really know what it's like for some of our players and some guys to get accused of stuff that, you know, really isn't fair or get overcharged. This is another wrinkle here.
I think most players would say, all right, now you've got a small taste of maybe
welcome to the club.
One thing that's happened to you, a small taste of one thing that's happened to you, as opposed to something that happened to me on a regular basis growing up or still happens to us to this day.
Has Robert Kraft been put in handcuffs or booked?
No. See, that's what I thought. It's like
walked into a police station or
no, but he's been
dare
issued
I go
a
so far as to say
he's been issued a warrant?
Yeah. Has he been here in court?
Not that I know of.
So far, not all that bad.
I would just say that his experience with the system in a case that looks like it's probably falling apart. It probably is. It's starting to look that way. That it just can't compare to what some athletes, both in the NBA and NFL, have probably been through in their life. That's what I would say. Because when he said NBA, I thought of the Sterling Brown thing in Milwaukee. Like, that's the one NBA thing that's happened, right? Is there any other, you know, high-profile case with an NBA player that's had an incident with law enforcement?
I mean,
he got tased in the parking lot of a Walgreens, did he not? Was that not how that went down?
And he had the ATV incident with Delonte West and guns on his back. I mean, I'm not to make a lighter joke of it, but he got busted. I mean, no, I don't know. I think the only time Mr. Kraft's ever been in court is the Hernandez case, right? He had
not his case.
Not his case. But you're saying, when's the last time he's in a courtroom?
Not related to his case. He hasn't done it yet.
Probably the only time. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, you want to play yourself up and, again, play your friend up to be a victim of something. I just think this case is getting absurd. It's crossing over the line of absurdity at this point. It really is. This guy I thought sounded absurd, is what I thought. And then he has a cop-out line there, forgive the pun, of, oh, it's not law enforcement, it's just the system.
This is the guy that speaks from every day. Right. I think we need to play it again on the other side, just in case you missed it.
Good, like, we'll play it again.
There's some stuff there.
You want to hear Michael Rubin again?
I want to hear it again.
Michael Rubin speaking at a conference yesterday about what his friend, Robert Kraft, is going through again, and he's the one who says he's spoken to him daily about this. You'll hear from him again coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Again, this is Michael Rubin, friend of Robert Kraft. He's frequently at Patriot games. I've seen him there. He's brought Joel Embiid with him a couple of times, so. Tall dude. Very tall.
Yep.
He was at a conference sponsored in part by Sports Business Journal. I think CAA had some involvement in this as well. And he spoke one-on-one, doing an interview on stage. And he spoke about the current situation. He was asked about Robert Kraft and what's going on there. And we just played it. But, Zoe, you want to play it again?
Yes.
Let's do that.
The first thing I'd say to me, I try to find a positive in every negative. And I think the biggest thing that I've talked to Robert about every day these days is he's finally seeing what it's like to be a player in the NFL and a player in the NBA when you have experience with law enforcement that aren't the way that you thought that they were going to be. And you're talking about a guy who it's been proven that, you know, a month ago, you see all over the media is all this talk about sex trafficking. The whole thing was made up by law enforcement. There was no sex trafficking.
Well, that was what they were trying to prove, right?
It's a lie. Yeah. They're not even trying to prove it. They've given up. No one's been charged. There was no sex trafficking. The law enforcement made it up. You know, he was illegally videoed. He was illegally pulled over. And now, you know, Rob's like, man, I get what our players go through when they get pulled over and they're discriminated against. So, you know, I think it's been eye opening for him. He was like me a year and a half ago. I thought that the criminal justice system worked perfectly in 99.9% of the situations.
Good point, yeah.
And today I recognize it doesn't work well in most of the situations, not because they're bad people, it's because the system's fundamentally broken. What law enforcement always does is overcharge, and then no one can fight it, so people plead down, and then you're stuck within the system. So I think, you know, Robert is, he's going to, you know, come through this stronger than ever. You know, I think, you know, a lot of the true details will come out over time. It won't be as people believe, and I think he'll figure out how to, you know, the great thing with Robert is he'll figure out how to make the country and the world a better place as a result of what he's gone through, because that's who he is.
Well, see, Robert already does that. You know, he's good at doing things for the world.
But did you hear, what Ruben said there? He said, you get the problem is you get overcharged, then you plead down, but the problem is then you're stuck in the system. And that's like, he's telling you what he's fighting. He doesn't want to be in the system. He doesn't want his name in it. He's not pleading down. But then you heard, you know, oppression.
Because, of course, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
Of course.
Discrimination and oppression. He feels it now, like what the players feel. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, not buying that. Not buying that at all. It's also a sackless take by Michael Rubin.
Well, that's his take.
Sackless.
And he's based
because he gets to that end
told.
Where he doesn't want to say the sheriff or the prosecutor or the detectives or the police who launched the investigation. It's the system. It's the system that's broken. No balls. None.
But he said they
and it's also a ludicrous take.
He said they weren't trying to prove sex trafficking. Isn't that why they went in and put the cameras in?
Was Robert Kraft, again, was he charged with sex trafficking?
No.
Is it a bad look that they've associated this with that and yet have failed to prove it to this point? Yes. Do you know how you avoid that? Don't go into the spa and give the girl $100 for what it is that went on that Sunday morning. That's how you avoid that. I mean, that's what you do. You just don't do that. And then you don't have to worry about getting tagged with being involved in an investigation that was related to sex trafficking. That's the simple answer, Michael.
It's a little different.
That's not getting pulled over driving down the road for no reason.
For no reason being hauled out of your car.
Jackass. You complete jackass, this guy. Yeah, I know. It's so hard being a rich a-hole billionaire these days, Michael, isn't it? So hard for you to deal with that. Oh, now you've had this great awakening. You got to be kidding me.
He's a PA guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got some RJ Bell in him, in his voice.
Oh, he totally does.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Someone brought it up on Twitter, and I didn't hear it the first time, but I heard it that second time around. But, you know, you're right. Like, the notion that this somehow makes Michael Rubin or anyone else feel like what other people feel, it's like, now, in order to really get the full experience, if you get charged with a misdemeanor, I think people have been in real trouble with the law, like, not even showing up for that. Much less sending four or five high-powered attorneys down
file
multiple motions in order to get a misdemeanor? No. This doesn't even pop up on the radar.
This is definitely that's another thing. How's he been overcharged here, if that's what he claims? Where's the overcharge?
Well, the tag of sex trafficking being in the headline.
That's not a charge.
I know it's not a charge, but it's a...
He was talking about more charges than what's warranted for a crime, and then pleading down. That did not happen here.
Nope.
It's a charge. One, solicitation.
The reason we're playing...
This is the newest thing.
This is the newest thing. Somebody said he talks to him every day.
Here's my question.
It's like, not his lawyers responding.
But trying to play
this
it
is not
up.
A filing a motion. This is not the sheriff standing there giving you another thing. This is someone very close to him telling you what's going on.
Like, you want to be a victim in all this. Give me a break.
When he compares them to the players, we've been saying all along, the Players Association is going to really want the NFL to stick it to Kraft. Well, it doesn't matter what we think, and this is all BS by Ruben, but if the players think that they can see Kraft's side of things, maybe the players themselves don't want Goodell to, you know, take him to
the
woodshed.
Okay, you're saying the players don't, but like the owners. It'd be like owners versus players.
No. I'm saying the whole thought that the players are going to want the NFL to stick it to Kraft, if this thing is the way, if the players feel the way Ruben's saying that they feel, maybe they don't want them to stick it to Kraft because maybe they can relate to the situation, and maybe they wouldn't want them to stick it to themselves, too.
I doubt that. Wow, do I doubt that?
I have a hard time believing Ruben, but I'm saying that doesn't mean the players don't side with him.
Well, you know what? There's like 800 of them in the NFL, so if any one of those players want to come out and say something about it, feel free. You got players in the NBA, hundreds of them. You got hundreds of players in the NFL. I haven't heard one yet.
Well, he brought the NBA
into it. I haven't heard one speak compared to two.
Like, he's an NFL owner. What's he doing bringing the NBA into it?
Because he's an NBA guy.
I know.
Because he owns a significant piece of the 76ers.
Though, we're specifically talking about Robert, you know? For like, hey, we're trying to tell you all what's going on here. You know, there is discrimination amongst the owners too. We feel it now. Like, whoa. Whew.
Michael Bennett, who yesterday had charges dropped, right?
Yeah.
In Houston, those charges were dropped down there. He never even went to his arraignment. What a weird case that was.
Yeah, why was he?
He delayed his arraignment for a year and never went.
If the Super Bowl, the type of security that you have there, and he would knock that type of person down. I think that would have been taken care of right away on the spot. You know, if it happened. I don't know. Weird. That thing was weird from day one.
So those charges were dropped, but he also had an incident in Las Vegas last year
which is well documented.
Highly covered, high profile incident that happened. He believes that he was targeted by police and wrongfully, you know, taken down on the sidewalk. Right? I mean, listen, this is not to offer an opinion on that case, but I you know, ask Michael Bennett. Does Michael Bennett feel? You know, we know how he feels about that incident. If you go back, does he feel? Does he have some sort of kinship now? Because he feels he was targeted by police in Las Vegas. Because he believes he was a victim in that case.
Yeah.
He can talk. I mean, there's hundreds of players. We don't need Michael Rubin to do the talking for the players.
If Bennett talks, though, it's going to look like, well, they just gave him a giant signing bonus. Of course he's going to have a kinship with Kraft. They just gave him millions of dollars.
He just gave me $4 million the other day.
I love this owner. That's what he said. He's going to tell you how much he loves him.
But this, to me, this is another case, what, you know, with Rubin coming out and speaking, or, you know, whether it's him or whether it's people calling into this and other places talking about him being undercover or any other nonsense. It all comes back to he didn't need any more help with this, right? He's doing what he's doing. You may not agree with it. You may not understand the reasoning behind it. I'm changing my feelings on it a little bit. But I think the last thing Robert Kraft needs or wants
is
people like that coming to his defense or supporting
that,
it. It's like,
that was
going
to be
what?
My point. Do you get to him and say,
this is something I've done. And I've made a statement about this, and I've apologized, and I feel awful about this. I'm taking care of it from a legal perspective. Everyone else, and we're going to talk about it, they're going to talk about it, but people who are trying to, quote unquote, help him end up doing more damage. That's what it sounds like to me.
Right,
whatever I hear Ruben speaking or anyone else.
He should call his friend. If you talk every day, as he indicates, you know, he's talked to him all the time. The next conversation, I'd say, Michael, don't talk about my case ever again. Can you stop that? Because that is not helpful. That makes everybody here look ridiculous. You're making yourself look ridiculous. And by the way, I don't want to be associated with the ridiculous things you're saying.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that. Stop talking about it.
Now,
I'm handling it my way.
This is Ruben talking, too. So this is what Ruben thinks. You know, now all of a sudden, you're putting it out there that this is the way I think. Kraft might not even think that way. And here's
this
guy out
there. Of course, that's why I said
unknowingly
right off the top.
That he's
not speaking for Robert Kraft. And I don't. And I wouldn't think he is. But
that
still,
would make you more
pissed
off.
He kind of is.
Well, this is the problem with it,
I've been talking to him, and he thinks this. So, yes, he's speaking for him.
This is the most information we've gotten from anybody.
Everybody around him is talking. The lawyers are talking. His friend is talking. The best friend is talking to the Globe. Everyone's talking, you know, except him outside of his statement. His statement took the right tone. But then you've got all these side people that are saying things that I don't think reflect well on him or the case.
Right.
And this is prime example number one. This is the most ridiculous thing anyone said to this point. Michael Rubin, yesterday at the CAA World Congress of Sports in Dana Point, California, Sports Business Journal and CAA put this conference together. I got all the details on that.
When Jim was out sick.
My cousin Gene Poole's son, Todd Poole, lives in Dana Point.
You're kidding me.
It's a Poole. What a connection.
Gene Poole's kid lives in Dana Point.
My cousin, Todd Poole, lives in Dana Point.
Todd Poole.
Did they have a kid named Swimming?
Hey, what a clever jab.
Wait a minute. When Jim was out sick with his bad hat, he said he tuned into our show real briefly, and the one call he heard was from Barbara. And Barbara 2 days ago said what? He's doing this to stick up for the little man.
He's standing up for the little guy.
He's standing up for the little guy.
He's going to do what other people can't do is fight it.
Oh, I remember Barbara called us. Yeah, no, he's definitely going to do what the little guy doesn't do because he gets to hire millions of dollars worth of attorneys overnight.
But she thinks he's doing it for the purpose of standing up for the little people, not to get himself free.
He's not motivated by his own, you know, legal situation. He's doing it for everybody else. Come on, don't be naive. Alec in Tewksbury. Alec.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey, thanks for hanging.
I just wanted to call in. I was listening to part of my take the other day, and they had Michael Rubin on, and I thought it was pretty interesting.
Oh,
he got really relationship with Kraft, and he said that they talk anywhere from 6 to 12 times a day, you know, on the phone and whatnot. And obviously, like he said in that clip, that he talks to him daily. I just don't understand really, like, what, you know, why is any of this necessary? I don't understand how any of this helps his case. He was getting, and then he also got into the whole Meek Mill situation and how Kraft was very, you know, supportive of him during that. But I haven't heard anything from Meek Mill. you know, talking about Kraft now. So I don't really understand what the point of, you know, being this open with it when, I just don't understand how it's helping him. Thanks.
All right. I mean, McBeal's been here. Yeah, like the 76ers game, 76ers Celtics games. He's been with Robert. I think he has. I don't think he has commented on this. Nobody really has. Because you really probably shouldn't. Right? This is not, if you're Robert, you don't want this guy doing the tour, so to speak. So he's at this conference.
No,
then he goes
bad
on Barstool
tour.
PMT. I would tell him, please don't address me. You could talk about the Meek Mill stuff all you want. Just regarding my situation, please don't speak about it. And now he went on air and said he talks to him 6 to 12 times a day. So anything you hear from this guy, you're going to think is directly in ties or related to him. You know what I mean? There's the attachment there.
Everybody's got a pretty good opinion or pretty good understanding of what they think happened there, right, that weekend. And yet here we are talking about how
this, we say this every time.
This is the shining example that we're going to use to talk about why the justice system in America is broken.
Overcharged.
That is laughable. It is. Everyone should laugh at Michael Rubin.
What are police that are driving around right now that are
so
listening to our show?
Ridiculously out of touch. So amazingly out of touch. I would love to be that out of touch. That's got to be nice. To have just no real grasp on the real world like that. To be so disconnected.
This is why I get
so insulated with all of your money.
This is why I get so irate at the Kaepernick stuff.
You don't even know.
I mean,
you think the bull crap you're spewing is real. You think you've got it right.
He travels with security. He has security. You know, you need law enforcement. You're a big time guy. You are a owner of an NFL franchise. There's a lot of people who work that stadium. I mean, if you're in law enforcement right now, driving around, listening to our show, what are you thinking?
You've got to laugh at this guy and say he's absurd. He sounds like a clown. Oh, man, this settles it. I want to be really rich. Really rich like him. Here's Hardy with headlines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dan is in Milton. He's up next on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Beatles. Sup, Zo?
Sup?
Nothing. So, yeah, I agree that guy, Rubin, is a complete out-of-touch a-hole. But what I'm wondering is, when he's talking about being overcharged in the system, is he talking about Kraft or, you know, people are privileged?
I don't know. They just think he's speaking in general.
Exactly.
It sounded like all law enforcement.
Exactly. I don't think he's talking about Kraft being overcharged or being in the system and then can't get a job or whatever.
Right, you know? Which is why I think it's ridiculous to sort of compare him to people that don't have the same resources.
I bet you they're reaching out right now to tell him to minimize his commentary. Like, this is what you hire lawyers for. You hire these type of lawyers. You hire the many lawyers that you have on your team to figure this out for you. Not your friend going and telling you, hey, I'm talking to this guy 6 to 12 times a day, and this is what he's thinking. It's the reason Robert is not talking. You don't talk when this goes on. You don't do that. You know? You release a statement, and you let that statement stand. And I suppose one of his confidants and really good friends is going around, you know, airing some stuff out.
Again, he's very upset. He called the mentioning of human trafficking, he called it lies. So it's all lies. It was all made up. Do you believe it was fabricated, that it was made up, or do you believe that police and that sheriff, who we've talked about before, who has said, although he's been unable to prove it, he still believes human trafficking is involved here, but that they need a witness to testify to it, they need help in proving it, and they don't have it right now. So do you think they just fabricated it, or do you think they believe that is what was going on there?
I think they thought there was smoke.
What does that mean?
I think they thought there was smoke, that they were going to go in with this bus, they were going to have the video, and everything was going to be proven. It's just, they don't have it. They don't have it.
What do you think they believe, that sheriff?
I think they believe
he
that there
believes
was,
still,
that
to this day,
prostitution was taking place there.
He believes, as he has said in his own words.
Well, he has to say it. I mean, this is what they put up as. Like, you can't come off the human trafficking thing. Like, we think this is, it's going on here in the state. We busted one
so
up north of
Vero. So they thought it was going to be there.
They busted one in Vero.
And now they know
it wasn't
there.
We thought we had
there.
Him here. It's not in this one, but I'm telling you, we're on it. He so can't back off that.
So then he's lying. What he's saying now about his beliefs is he's not telling the truth.
And maybe it's too many crime dramas that I watch, but what if the higher ups were saying, listen, we've been doing this investigation, we need to see something here. And they felt a little bit of pressure from their bosses to like get something done. And that's why they, you know, didn't fabricate anything, but they got the search warrant in the manner they got it because they were trying to get something. They monitored that place. They saw a bunch of rich people going in there. They knew something was going on. They figured at the very least we could get some big names out of this and make the investigation worthwhile.
I mean, they even botched the, you know, what can you use the video for? For monitoring or for the actual act or not? What is it? It's in. It was written. It wasn't written on one in one county. It wasn't in the other. It's a joint county thing. Where
but if they're monitoring
three
this
counties
place,
in on this.
If they are like monitoring from the outside since October, they see the people going in and out of this place.
Right.
They probably see high-profile people going in and out of this, or people
they
that are
put two guys in a car, like Beverly Hills Cop, and just sit there and eat sandwiches all day and watch people go in and out. And then all of a sudden, now okay, it's gotten to the point where okay, we could get video in there and get them. Now we have the rhythm. Now we have a routine where we see the same type of individuals coming in. I mean, when you got Bentleys rolling into a strip mall, it's Bentleys usually don't roll into strip malls. You know, they'll park them outside the Ritz down there. They'll park them at resorts. They'll park them in their houses. You'll see them on the highway. You'll see them all over the roads. You'll see them all over Palm Beach. Parked down by the shops. Rarely do you see them out in Jupiter, a little sandwich place there, and the place that advertises table showers. That's, again, I can't believe who. You know, today's kind of the day I'll go for a table shower. Did you get a shower today? Jake shower at home?
Not a table shower.
I'm going to hit. You can't. You got nice.
A standing shower.
Yeah, but you don't like the table ones? Like you just lay on a table and you get showered? I just can't believe.
I've had so few of them.
I can't believe they can legally advertise that. Like that's a thing. I just can't get past that. Because they keep showing. Every time this story's talked about, they show the strip mall. They show the police tape up. And there's a video. And there are big white lettering and 4-inch letters on the front windows. Next to a little sandwich shop where you get something to eat. Table showers. Facials, table showers. You ever have a table shower?
No. I never heard the term until this case happened.
I've heard it. I've
never heard of such a thing.
I'm floored it's advertised. I just thought table shower meant you lay on a table and that's what you do.
You could just Google table shower and then Google Maps pops up a million places around here that you can get table showers. So.
And what else? And what other services?
I find it mind-boggling that a man would say, I'm going to
roll in and get a
table shower. Right, I feel unclean today.
Right or wrong.
I didn't quite get under.
I now associate that phrase, the table shower, with this.
Yes.
With what was going on there. And I had never heard of it in my life.
Because the description, too, and I got on a table. Yeah, you think, I don't know.
It's like a code word.
Where's the water?
It's like a code, like a password.
Like, listen to me.
So, you Google, it's also known as a Vichy, V-I-C-H-Y shower. And if you Google that term, you'll see where the water is coming from. It's literally a table in a shower. It's a long shower and has a table in it.
I Googled it where there's like shower heads
that come
up
over
a table.
Here's my question.
There's four powerful jets above you.
Yes.
And it's going straight
great.
Down on you.
That's great. Okay. So,
get clean.
You know, when strip mall owner starts to build strip mall and you have your eight little square buildings.
Sure.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to put drains in building number 4 because table showers are coming in there. Where's the water?
So, what's a table shower cost? You want to put one of those in your home?
I don't know.
What does that go for, Jim?
No. I have a bench.
Well, I'm on discountspaequipment.com. Yeah. I got one for $4,000 here.
$4,000.
You can finance it for $110 a month.
You're kidding me. $110 a month, you could own that thing, though. You could get clean every day like that.
It looks like a hot tub. Looks like it's got the wooden like
so it's
sides
like a,
to it.
It's like a. It's literally like a bidet that you lay down and you do the whole body bidet.
Body bidet. Yeah.
Body bidet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks like something that should be at like the
wouldn't
the
that sound nicer though?
To wash bodies off of. That's what I picture.
Dead body. The dead body washer, like a car wash for dead bodies.
I think of
car wash. Perfect.
Yeah, like just roll.
Because it's not going to be padded. I'm thinking metal gurney that you lay on.
A Vichy shower has a unique way of rinsing off. When we shower in the bathtub, we're usually upright. We let the water run from our head down our body.
Idiots.
In a Vichy shower, however, you are positioned lying down on a table with jets of water spraying above you.
Car wash.
As many as 5 to 7 shower heads attached to a horizontal bar suspended 3 feet above you.
It's a human car wash.
The water cascades over your entire body. A wonderful, relaxing experience. As you can imagine.
That's like when you get to the second to last part of the drive-through car wash.
Yeah.
Where your car's all clean, but then it just does that spotless rinse. You know, where it's just gentle water being put on, and then it just all sort of beads off real nice. Then you go through the dryer
at
the end of the car wash.
I love the blowers.
But it's that second to last stage where that water is just all coming down over
You put your mirrors back out when you get to the
blowers?
You
pay a little more to get the shampoo and conditioner
I do. But
do you notice if you don't put your mirrors back out, they stay all like soapy?
Yeah.
You gotta
it's a problem.
You got to open a mirror up.
It's a problem, though. You got to be careful because if you got a big truck. And it's wide. You can't open them in the washer because they'll actually hit the walls.
We may have a new service here. You have the pickup where we could charge people and lay in the back of your truck and go through the car wash. And there's just like kind of
same thing. This same is concept.
Beetle bed shower.
This is what's going to offend Beetle the
truck
most.
Truck bed shower.
For a 10-minute table shower, you'll have at least 100 gallons of water pouring over you.
Where's the water go?
And
where's the water go?
That you don't want to recycle water.
You don't want dirty water.
That is,
shot
that is
back
a waste of 100 gallons of good, fresh water.
Right out into
resource,
the ocean. That's where the table shower water goes in Quincy. Right out into the ocean.
I leave my shower on the road.
You know that I hate people that waste natural resources.
I do the water. I do the hot water on the road when the hotels are really dry. I do that. I'll leave it on.
Drives me insane that he does that.
It's a hotel. Endless water.
No. It's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah, I know that, but...
What?
Never mind.
I know. It's just another example. If everybody behaved the way you did, the world would not work.
Oh, wow, wouldn't it? Because I'm just so...
Because we'd be out of water.
Such an
we would be
person.
Out of water in a week.
Person.
Go to Zoe and Bertrand on Twitter and take a look at the latest picture of a table shower that Jim has posted for everyone.
Where?
There's one behind you as well. I think we have a more...
different models.
We have a better model on our Twitter page.
That looks like something from the Prometheus.
That looks surgical.
I'd be afraid.
That looks surgical in nature, and I don't like the one we have on
TV
right now.
That's the stuff that I have nightmares about when I tell you that I thought the one time I got abducted by aliens because my back of my neck hurt, and I thought I saw spots there. That's like the table you'd lay on.
Reasonable conclusion.
And that thing would come down and go right in your ear and eye.
Yeah. Oh. Prometheus. They did.
Why your ear and your eye, man? You know what? I'm not going to ask. Let's talk to Billy Jaffe coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and talk to Billy Jaffe from Nesson, pregame, postgame, and also most recently doing some NCAA tournament games. Hi, Billy.
Hello, Beetle.
How you doing?
Hello, Jimmy. How's everybody doing? Is Hardy there today?
Yeah,
I'm right here.
Hello there. What's going on? I'm good, man. I had a good time last weekend. The Providence region and Providence College made it out. They're heading to Buffalo to the Frozen Four. Somebody, I'm sure, is happy that UMass found their game and is on their way to the Frozen Four, dominant fashion, by the way, last week.
You got some picks for next week or what?
Yeah, who you like?
Minnesota Duluth always scares me because they play so efficiently. But I'm going to go with an all-hockey East final. I'm going to go with UMass and Providence.
Wow.
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 That'd be a good road trip.
Yeah, it would be.
Yep.
It would be. Yeah. Yep. It would be fun. And, you know, Buffalo's a good town for one night, you know, especially when you have a purpose, and that's it. And you get out. But otherwise,
in and out. Yep, I agree.
And Zoe says, go for less than 24 hours. And that's the way to go to Buffalo.
Yep. Eat and go to a good restaurant because the food's good there. And
yeah, no, I enjoy it. And, you know, I mean, sometimes Chippewa's, not sometimes, let me rephrase that. All the time, Chippewa Street's a little is too cheesy, but on the other hand, there's some good spots that I don't think get the credit outside of that area. But anyways, it's a good market, and they love their hockey, and UMass, and I'm rooting for Hockey East, so, you know, keep an eye on UMD, though. The Bulldogs are pretty good.
How big of a win was that the other night for the Bruins? And I went to the game Saturday, and I thought they looked like dog crap.
Well, they weren't in the first period in that game, though. They were damn good, but they didn't score. But I get what you're saying. The whole energy, the whole everything eventually just wasn't there. But, okay, I mean, you know, we saw this with other teams in this market that they struggle, and, they, you know, at times when the emotion is down, they didn't get through. But I thought the game the other night was huge for them, but not only because they won. That's the end result, but it's how they won. Yeah. They physically, after the first, I didn't love the first period. It was kind of up and down. But once they got the second and third period going, they physically dominated a team that can be very physically demanding. And I thought that they played with purpose by forechecking the hell out of them. I really did. I thought they were above pucks. I thought their sticks were great. They got involved, and then their guys coming through. I mean, you know, you see DeBrusk flying and scoring. You're seeing, you know, Marchand getting his and Bergeron. And overall, I just thought it was the way that they won that made me happiest.
Billy, when it comes to playoff time and going forward with this Bruins team, how should the lines look, and specifically, where is David Pastrnak and where should he slot in?
You know, I'm curious as well. I'm going to think that he's going to start him with Bergeron and Marchand. I'm not against, though, and Arbeetle, I've said this to you many times. I actually like him with Krejci line, only because of the balance it gives. Now, you know, to me, it's a bigger question of, I got two players, you know, is Johansson going to stay on the left side with Coyle, who's your third line center for sure? So if that's the case, then, you know, it becomes Johansson on the left, Coyle in the middle. Now, the question is on the right, are you going to put Heinen there? Or if you move Pastrnak down to, we'll call it down to the second line, you know, does Heinen go on that right side? And then a guy like Carson Kuhlman takes that spot on the third line. Because the other question is this. The lines get a little messed up, Beetle, with no Sean Corrali still. My ideal fourth, we'll call it the fourth line, is Corrali, Achari, Wagner. I want that line together in playoffs because you can match them against the opponent's top line. Considering he probably won't be ready for the first three, if not four, games, and by the way, he's just starting to skate again with that broken hand, my guess is that, you know, you're going to have Nordstrom on the left, Achari in the middle, Wagner on the right. The question now becomes your right side. And I think he'll start Pastrnak up on that top line, and then we'll figure out whether it's Backes, Kuhlman, you know, Wagner-ish type on that third line right wing.
Billy, we've talked to you a ton about the goalie, Tuukka, and the year's been pretty damn good for him, but Cassidy had some comments last week. Did you hear him where, from an accountability standpoint, like going into the playoffs, and we think Tuukka is our number one goalie, but we got two. I mean, he's put him out front and center more so than any other player. Is that fair to say this year?
Any other player?
As far as I don't want to say critiquing or criticizing the play.
Yeah, he's been honest as hell, you know, and as far as a coach can be publicly, but you know and I know and all you guys know, if he's talking like that with us, the player is hearing the same type of thing, meaning
probably more.
There's a way you deliver it in the media, there's a way you deliver it to the player, whether it's through Bob Esenza, the goalie coach, whether it's a meeting with all of them. You know what I mean? Like, there's different ways. But he's not telling us anything that, maybe in a different way, but he hasn't told to Tuukka Rask or Jaro Horlock or any other player. Yes, so I agree that he's been strong, but I also think that I think he's found the way to continue perhaps getting the most out of Tuukka is to be like that with him.
That's what I was going to say. Is this like he knows like now how to motivate this guy and get him going?
Well, I would think so. I mean, he's been there a couple of years now. They've had success. You know, Tuukka's game the other night, that's part of the win, was very calm, was very much controlled, was very rebound, you know, controlling rebound oriented, was very, you know, very subtly handling pucks, not doing too much, and not sliding. And he did that for the previous few games that, like the rest of the team, was just off a little bit. You know, and sometimes when you're off just a little, that you do that as a cumulative effect or have that cumulatively, that leads to a big off. And I thought the Bees for a few games were off as a group.
All right, Billy, appreciate the time. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, this time next week, we'll be starting game one against Toronto. Thanks
all right. All right, very Let's good. Go. Appreciate it, all Billy. Right. Sorry, Billy Chaffee, Nesson, you know where to find him. Playoffs start in a week.
Wow.
Yes. Finally. Can't come soon enough. Billy joined us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. We'll turn it over to Hardy for headlines. 90 seconds. We are right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.